Coming up on today's Locked On Dodgers, the Dodgers reportedly make a signing, and I talk through a dilemma that the Dodgers are coming close on of a question I came up with a few years ago. That's what's on tap, so make sure to keep it Locked On Dodgers.
You are Locked On Dodgers, your daily Los Angeles Dodgers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yo, 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 Dodger fans, Vince Samperio, Chavez Reem Fiends here, and this is Locked On Dodgers, your daily Los Angeles Dodgers podcast, brought to you by the Locked On Network. And it's Monday, and there has been no update on the MLB lockout or really on anything at all. But there was something that we're going to talk about. Dodgers made a signing. And then I'm going to talk about a question that I created a few years ago. The Dodgers are coming close on, so I want to see how people think about it and how they would answer. But before all that, just a quick reminder to subscribe or follow Locked On Dodgers wherever you get your podcasts. And thank you for making this your first listen every morning. Okay, so Dodgers, not reportedly, he posts on his Instagram, Eddie Alvarez, an infielder who played with the Marlins last year, signed with the Dodgers, presumably a minor league contract, I would imagine, with an invite to spring training, although that's not for sure. Alvarez is turns 32 this month. He's played middle infield and third base, made his MLB debut with the Marlins last season, didn't hit very well. But has hit decently over his career in AAA. Eddie Alvarez, the most interesting thing about him is that he is an Olympic medalist in two different sports. He played on Team USA last year in baseball, where they won a silver medal. But back in 2014, he was part of the relay speed skating team and won silver there as well. So he has two silver medals, one in speed skating and one in baseball. So definitely one of the more interesting aspects about him in terms of what he brings to the Dodgers. I can't see it as much more than organizational depth. If they need somebody at some point in the season, then they'll call on Eddie Alvarez and he can come up and play multiple positions in the infield if need be. If not, I would imagine he's going to spend most of the year down in OKC. So, I mean, for a guy like Alvarez, he probably realizes, hey, Steven Souza Jr. and Andy Burns were getting playoff at-bats and playoff time with the Dodgers. You know, if that happens to be the case again next year where injuries or whatever else happens, I could be a guy that gets those type of at-bats or gets those type of opportunities. So I'm sure he's excited to join the Dodgers for that on that end. Yeah, I don't expect it to, you know, change the course of the Dodgers season, although we have seen them, you know, turn guys that weren't as good into capable MLB players, even all-stars at times. But I don't see that being the case here. But, hey, you never know. That's very possible. Other than that, first episode of the new year, we are now in 2022. The Dodgers can begin, well, after the lockout, begin their quest to be the World Series champions in 2022. And, yeah, in terms of lockout news, no real updates. I would imagine they're going to meet soon and start talking. This is kind of the pivotal month for lockout talks because if they don't figure it out this month, then it could lend itself into delaying the season a little bit, depending how far they go into February. And I don't think anybody wants to do that. Baseball's in a prime position right now with some of the young talent in the game and the shifting landscape of how baseball is marketed. Slow shifting, but shifting nonetheless. It's not something that they want to play around with and mess around with and have a lockout. If I don't personally remember, but I know the 94 lockout turned away a lot of fans. Some of them came back of the steroid-fueled race between McGuire and Sosa in 98. Some of them never came back or never came back fully. So, the NBA had a lockout and it worked out okay for them, but I don't think baseball and MLB particularly is in that space to test it out. So this is the big month, and hopefully we get something there. For the rest of this episode, I have a question that I created. I don't know. I've never seen anywhere else. A few years ago, the Dodgers are coming up on that question and going to give, I guess, both sides of it. And then would love to hear some of your guys' answers if you do listen to this episode. But before all that, let's talk about Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar. And it's a new year, and you might have some New Year's resolutions. And Built Bar might be able to help you out. If yours is about getting fit or eating healthier, or maybe even just finding things that you enjoy, Built Bar can be part of your New Year's resolutions. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, and it's healthy. It's covered in chocolate. It's got low calorie, low sugar, low carbs, high protein, high fiber. It's pretty much everything you could ask for in one little chocolate bar. Even if you're not a huge fan of working out, you can at least eat something that tastes good and is good for you. And you can almost even count it as a workout if you eat it, because you're basically preventing the other calories you would have had if you had a candy bar instead. They had a bunch of different flavors. They're always coming up with new flavors, always coming up with new ideas, new concepts. So go to built.com, check it all out, and use the promo code LOCK15, and you'll get 15% off at built.com. That's promo code LOCK15 at built.com for 15% off your order. Go get you a Built Bar. All right, back, and want to thank you and remind you to make Locked On Dodgers your first listen every morning. We are free and available on all platforms, including YouTube, if you want to check us out on there as well. All right, so here's a question, or a situation that I asked a while back on a long time ago on Twitter now, but it's relevant again because it's coming up on the Dodgers. If the Dodgers make the postseason this year, it'll be 10 straight years making the postseason. And the question I had come up with is, would you rather have one guaranteed championship in the next season your team plays, followed by 9 years of no playoffs at all? Like, you're not going to make the playoffs. Or would you rather have 10 years of playoffs, but no guarantee of a championship? You just let it play as it plays. And back then, obviously, when I did ask it, it was before the Dodgers had won any championships before 2020. It was before they even started this run of playoffs. So it was a matter of the Dodgers had been in the playoffs scattered across the last 20 years or 25 years, however long it was of my existence personally. So, and, you know, there's things to both sides. And I understand people that, me personally, it's give me the 10 years and I'll take what we get. But I know there was a lot of people answering that they would take the guaranteed championship and no playoffs. And for me, I guess I'll talk about that side first. I guess it can go either way. You get the guaranteed championship, no questions asked. You get to enjoy a championship. And, you know, that's it. It's over right there. Whatever, even if you've never seen one in your life, you can enjoy it now. And if you have seen one in your life, you get to enjoy another one. And people can take the second part of that two ways. You get 9 years of no playoffs, which means, I guess, for 9 years, you don't have to be as invested into the team. And for some people, maybe that's what they want. You know, they don't want to be fully invested in the team. They want to, you know, go to a few games a year, watch some games on TV. But at the end of the day, you know, not fully invested, probably saving money and saving time and grief and heartbreak and all that kind of stuff, because, you know, you're not going to the playoffs. And I can see that side. I personally would not want that side to have invested, maybe too invested in the Dodgers. Maybe that's something I need. But, you know, at the end of the day, we've talked about baseball. The season is you know, the journey. And you enjoy that journey. And one of the big reasons I've enjoyed that journey in the last 9 years now is because realistically, it was more than likely going to end in playoffs, which means you're playing towards something. You know, I don't know, you know, last year, the Pirates, being a fan of the Pirates, how exciting can it really be? You're hoping that some of these draft picks or young guys pan out. And that's really all you're hoping for. You know you're not going to make playoffs. You know you're probably not going to be good or near 500. You know there's really nothing coming from the season other than, hey, can some of these young guys be good? Can we maybe move some veterans at the deadline in order for more young players? And hopefully down the line, 2, 3, 4 years, some of these, all these young players turn into something that, that makes a team good. And yeah, but which is fine. 2, 3, 4 years, okay, maybe. But 9 years, 9 years, you know you're not going to be playing in October. That's too much for me personally, but, you know, I can understand. I know there's also some other people, and I guess it depends where you're at in life and what team specifically. Now, if we're talking specifically Dodgers, you know, that might be a different answer than, let's say, an Indians fan. The Indians haven't won since, what, 1940-something or whatever, whatever it was, 1950-something, whatever it was. And, you know, this is, if you're a Indians fan that's under 30, you might be like, you know what? I might see them win in my lifetime. Let me take the 10 years of playoffs and see what happens. Or you could be somebody maybe older in life and you say, you know what, give me the championship. I don't care about the 9 years after that. You know, I'm 7 years old. I want to see the championship now. And, you know, I'll take my chances with the rest of the, with after that, with the 9 years. And if I'm still alive after that, hey, maybe we'll win another one. Now, if you're a fan of a team that's never won before, then yeah, you probably want that. If you're a fan of a team with a drought, you're probably taking it that way. That's, you know, one case of it. There's some teams. I mean, maybe you're like, the thing is too, they have to think about this side of it is, okay, you win the championship. Okay. You're going to be satisfied for what, like a year or two maybe? And then it starts to run out. And then you're borderline like an Angel fan talking about 2002 still. How far does it play? If, you know, let's just say this 2020 championship was that championship where you said, you know what, I want this, no playoffs in 9 years. Obviously, it didn't happen for the Dodgers, but let's just say that was a championship. Are you really going to be satisfied and still talking about that championship in 2025 when the Dodgers haven't made the playoffs in 4 years? You might, but I don't know if you're going to get taken seriously or, you know, you're only going to have, I guess, I mean, like I said, you'll be like an Angel fan. The only bragging rights you'll have is that one title, and it'll only be against any team that hasn't won since you won that title. Like, oh, we won one more recent than you. Okay, but you also haven't made playoffs. You also haven't been good. So I'm not supposed to be arguing for the side of the win championship with the 9 no playoffs, but it's hard because for me, at this point in my life, 9 years of no playoffs is way too long. No, that would be, at the end of it, right now, it'd be a quarter of my life where the Dodgers weren't in the playoffs, which is already part of another, like, quarter of my life where the Dodgers weren't in the playoffs. And then you're just like, well, the Dodgers have been bad half my life. And I'm not a fan of that. I'd rather the Dodgers be good most of my life. You know, other reasons to take the championship, other than, you know, older age, or you just want the title, or you're not fully invested anyways, so you'll take the championship and not have to worry about it. Those are some of the things on that side, I would imagine. And, you know, for everybody is different. And everybody has different ways of rooting or being a fan. Or, you know, maybe you want to take up a different hobby and you're like, you know what? Let me see my team win it now. And then I don't have to worry about it. I can enjoy my summers. I can enjoy, you know, my Octobers off. I can enjoy all that. And I can see what happens. And the other part, too, I guess, in favor of this is, like I said, depending what team you're rooting for. If you're rooting for the Mariners, if you're a Mariners fan, the Mariners haven't made the playoffs in 20 years. So you're already over double of what the acquisition cost of the championship would be. So if you're a Mariners fan, you're probably like, give me the championship. I can take 9 years of no playoffs. I've already had 20 years of no playoffs. So give me the championship. And that makes sense. You know, if you ask me this, well, the Dodgers obviously have a different answer. But if you ask me this about the Raiders, I might have to think about it a little more. You know, as a Raider fan, the Raiders have made the playoffs once since 2002. So give me the championship. I can handle 9 years of no playoffs. Probably save me more money. Don't have to necessarily go to all the games, or at least most of those games. I can go to like one or two games a year and call it good, since I know we're not going to be a good team. So I can see that side of it. I can see that part of it. It's very entirely dependent on what team you're rooting for. But me personally, or this podcast specifically, is Dodgers. And knowing where the Dodgers are at, you know, would you take a championship in 2021 if it meant they don't make the playoffs again until 2031 or whatever it is? I don't know. I don't think I would, but some people might. Let's talk about the flip side. Before that, just want to remind you and thank you for making Locked On Dodgers your first listen every morning. We're here every Monday through Friday, right here on YouTube, or if you're listening, right here, wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, so the flip side is 10 years of playoffs and you take your chances. And this is where the Dodgers are going to be at after this year. Assuming they make the playoffs in 2021, it's going to be 10 straight years of playoffs. And so far, the Dodgers have one championship. So they've matched what the original question asks. You get the one championship. They have that. Now, some people may feel different about that championship, Dodger fans or non-Dodger fans, but regardless of it, it was a championship, legitimate, and they have one. So now you have 1 year to, let's just say the Dodgers don't win it this year. So you just have one championship and, you know, all those playoff memories and obviously playoff heartbreak as well, but playoff memories and, you know, 2017, they got cheated out of one. So it would have been two titles, you know, legitimately should be two titles, but regardless, you get the one. Is that one title in the 10 years of playoffs more fun than the one title and then 9 years of no playoffs? Now, obviously, they've already won one, so it's a little bit different, you know. If the Dodgers hadn't won yet and they're going into their 10th year, you know, I feel like a lot more people would be considering, yeah, give me that title. We should have had that title 10 years ago. I wouldn't have to worry about it. Now, here I am in my 10th year of worrying, 10th year of October where it might come up short, 10th year of stress, 10th year of potential disappointment. And what did we get out of it? Nothing. Nothing. So, but you know what? I'm a guy who believes that give me the chance. Give me playoffs at all times for all my teams. Give me the playoffs. Give me a chance. 10 years. You have 10 years to win one championship to make it worth the other side of the question. And yeah, maybe it didn't happen. You know, maybe it doesn't happen. Maybe you get the 10 years and you don't win a championship. But I don't know, man. I can guarantee you that you're going to have more fun overall in those 10 years than you had in that one time they did win it with 9 years of no playing, of no playoffs. That 1 year may be fun, maybe the funnest year ever. They win it all. You get a parade, you get to celebrate, you get a blah, blah, blah. Like I said, how long does that last? How long does it last? Like I said, a year. And even not even the full year, because once the Dodgers were eliminated from the playoffs this year, I was like, you know what? I'm over the title now. Like, I'm not over it, but they didn't win it, and they're not going to be the reigning champs again. And, you know, who am I going to talk smack to? Or what, you know, what? Obviously, you can talk smack because the Dodgers were still good. And you can talk smack to every other team that wasn't that good, which is basically every team except the Braves and Astros. So, you know, the Dodgers still being good still makes you relevant in the sport. But let's just say, you know, the Dodgers didn't make the playoffs this last year. Would the 2020 title feel that great still? It would, but it wouldn't feel that great knowing that you didn't make the playoffs the next year. And then knowing that you didn't make the play, you're not going to make the playoffs the next 8 years after that. So it's an interesting conundrum. And I think for Dodger fans, it's harder now that they've won one. For Dodger fans, since they won one, you're probably more likely to take the 10 years of playoffs and take your chances. But if I offered it right now, the Dodgers win the 2021 World Series, and then they don't make the playoffs again until 2031, Would you take that? Or would you take another 10-year stretch of playoffs and take your chances with how many they win? And I'm really interested, if you listen to this episode, I'm really interested to get your take. You know, tweet it, Lock on Dodgers, tweet it to me, Vince Samperio, tweet it, or send us a message on Instagram, or leave a voicemail or send a text, whatever the case. I'll give you all that info at the end. But I really want to know what would you do, or what is your thought process, and how are you handling that, and how do you go about that? Because we're at the 10 years. We got the one title. So the original question asked a few years ago has already been fulfilled. But now you think about the next decade. 2021 or 2022 title, but no playoffs for another decade after that. I'm taking another decade of playoffs. Give me the playoff disappointment. Give me something to play for. Give me... I don't think I could legitimately sit here and in April and be like, well, Chargers are champs, but I know they're not going to make the playoffs this year. And I know they're not going to make the playoffs the year after that. And I know they're going to make the playoffs the year after that. And then you start losing. You might start losing what makes baseball fun, which is the unknown. Not every team has the known. The Dodgers are going to compete for a playoff spot. We've known that the last 10 years now. Not every team has that. Like I said, there's Pirates fans who, even next year, already know we're not making the playoffs. We might not even be 500. And they know that. And that sucks. So it's just a matter of, how you think about it, how you go about it, how you fan. If you're a casual fan, you might take the title and you're not that worried about it anyways. Like I said, you go to a couple games a year, whatever the case, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah. That's the question I had. That's really all today's episode was going to be. Then the Dodgers signed Eddie Alvarez, and we talked about that a little bit. But would love to hear your guys' answers and thoughts about this question and how you would handle it. I know for me, it's give me the 10 years every time. And I'll take my chances. Make the journey of the season fun. Make the 162 games fun. And then you get into the dance and then see what happens from there. And more than likely, you're going to win at least once. Then you got 10 years of fun plus a title instead of 1 year of fun with the title and 9 years of not fun. So that's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for making Locked On Dodgers your first listen of the day every day. We're here every weekday morning for you. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Locked On Dodgers. Jeff is on Twitter at Snydog. I'm at Vince Samperio. You can get a hold of us through the DMs on any of those accounts. You can also get a hold of us via text or voicemail at 323-863-LOCK or email lockedondodgers@gmail.com. We're here every weekday morning, and we hope you'll be with us when you get in your car or if you're at home. Take your smart device, play a podcast, Locked On Dodgers. And remember, you don't have to agree. You just have to listen. Have a good one.